Lighthouse Hospital is dark. It's derelict. It's eerie. But it wasn't always like that. A few years ago, the hospital was bustling, always dealing with A&E problems. This story is based around one nurse, who shall not be named. She had the worst job in the business, the night shift. This was when hundreds of people poured through the doors seeking help. Most of the time, this involved drunks and druggies who had staggered in front of a car or truck. Tonight was different. No one entered the automatic double doors, and a nurse spent most of the night drinking coffee and chatting with her friends. Then the tapping started. First it started quietly, like a whisper, like a shadow. Then it got louder, and louder, and louder. Soon it was all the nurse could hear, the terrible noise seeping into her skull. Enough! The nurse screeched down the corridor from which the noise was coming. The tapping abruptly stopped, leaving silence. It seemed almost curious, the silence. A waiting silence. A deafening silence. The nurse stepped slowly down the corridor, the overhead lights casting a white light over everything. An invisible hand seemed to tug her down the corridor. She was moving faster and faster. She broke into a run, shooting past assistants and doctors. Then she stopped and turned. There, next to her, was a dark corridor. She stepped into the shade and was consumed by black. They found the nurse the next morning, dead. And on the wall behind her, written in blood, were the words, "I did knock first."